This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and your host is tired this morning for some reason. I can't imagine that, dark to dark in the deer stand. No, it wasn't dark to dark in the deer stand yesterday. I mean, dark in the morning till dark at night was had a factor or had anything to do with that with, no deer in sight. And not a one. But, maybe you're out there doing better, and maybe you're on your way this morning. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Numerically, that translates alphabetically to WCBM 680, which if you can't remember our phone numbers, but you at least remember you're listening to WCBM 680 on your dial, then just look down there at your radio. You'll see that 680 on there. That is part of our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And we want to hear from you, because you're going to be running the show today. I got not much, to be honest with you. Spent a lot of the week working on the upcoming issue of the spring issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. A lot of things are going to be there that will be extremely interesting to hunters. A lot of deer pictures, kids, big, giant, enormous bucks are going to be in there. Stories. We encourage our readers to write the story about their own critter. We edit it a little bit, clean it up, and put it in there. There's some pretty amazing deer get taken here in Maryland, and kids take a bunch of them. We've got some sick of deer, and you name it, it's all in there about hunting. We are still doing in the waterfowl season. Still complaints about no ducks. We're seeing a lot of geese move in, but whether those geese are actually going to where the guys are able to have access to them, that's another problem. You know, the geese tend to settle into properties where they get no pressure. Guys have to wait till they come off the water, which hasn't been frozen until recently. The geese have, just every opportunity to sit in the water, and when they decide to feed, they can walk to their food source, green grass or whatever that might be. Last this week, we finally had a freeze, and hopefully the things will change a little bit here for the end of the season. But what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you doing? Are you having good days out there in the field for geese or ducks? We're still hearing ducks are almost non-existent, but starting to come in a little bit, a few on the lower shore, a little chop tank in that area for the divers. Bluebills or blackheads or scop, they're all the same duck, canvasbacks and so forth. But give us a call. We want to hear from you if you're a hunter. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Share your story. Tell us about a good hunt you've had, or if you're on your way, jump online. We're not giving anything away. We gave our last muzzleloader away for the year. We'll do that again this fall. Other than tickets to the NRA show, we'll give two pair away this hour and two pair away the next hour. If you'd like to have tickets to the outdoor show, NRA show in Frederick coming up 27th, 28th, and 29th of this month, it's a one-day pass. It's a $10 ticket, and we'll give you two of them. So just call and give Brian your name. And, if we already sent them out to you, which we did last week, you should have them in the mail. And if you want two tickets, just give us a call. We're more than glad to send them out. So that's how you get on the air. And we would like you to go on the air if you do request tickets. Just say hi if you want. Okay. Wow. Not much news out of the Department of Natural Resources this past week, although there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff coming up that I can't tell you about right now. Let's see. If anybody's headed up to Deep Creek Lake, the Park Service issued a public safety warning for Deep Creek Lake. Of course, typical, you know, watch for thin ice, that type of thing. I was just, and this is no poke at anybody. It's just an observation. If you go on the department's website, when the page opens up, there's on the entire right side of the page, there's a bunch of little facts. There's the black bears, oysters, that part, and then Secretary Griffin talks about the oysters, and then recreational projects funded through Project Open Space, and then there's a little box there called Worth Quoting. And it's always a quote from the governor. And it says, measuring our progress in terms of how it impacts our environment, our economy, and our society will help us create a more sustainable future that reflects the values of our citizens and the importance of an improved quality of life. Yeah, okay. That's great. But it says, Governor Martin O'Malley said of Maryland's genuine pro-grass tracking. His pro-grass tracking. Now, if you click on it and you start getting a little excited, it's a misprint. Yeah, it's genuine progress tracking. But, you know, for those of you out there who were hoping for the governor to be in favor of medical marijuana, that ain't happening. It's not progress. It's progress. It's just an A instead of an E. You might want to, Mr. Governor, if you're listening, your name's going to come up again, but you might want to redirect your people that put stuff in the website. But Maryland's genuine progress tracking. I know he's in a band. That doesn't mean anything. Good morning, Frank. How you doing, my man?
Good morning, Mr. Ralph.
How are you?
Oh, very well. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Just wanted to relate a story or a little incident that happened while I was hunting this past week.
All right.
I was on the ground behind this gigantic dead tree that's been laying there for years.
All right.
Had a fox squirrel jump up on the far end of this thing and just start following this tree toward me.
Oh, cool.
It jumped down on the ground, and I could hear the leaves. It's still coming in my direction. Jumps back up on the log on the direct opposite side of where I'm sitting.
Right.
And jumps up face to face with me, Al, 2 feet. Freezes. I had this squirrel there for 30 seconds. I could count hairs on him, Al.
Oh, that's funny.
God, he was beautiful.
Yeah, now were you up in Western Maryland?
Oh, no, I was down here in Trap.
Oh, you're talking about a Delmarva fox squirrel.
Yeah.
You're not talking about an eastern fox squirrel, the real pretty reddish ones.
No, this was one of those silver ones.
Yeah, the Del Mar. Oh, that's, well, you know, they know they're in no danger. They're on the endangered species list, and I'll tell you what, it's always fun to have a close encounter with a squirrel.
Yeah, I mean that close there, I was just amazing.
That is, yeah, that you got a close up look of a lot of things that people don't see. I mean that's a very rare animal, although they're all over Dorchester and Talbot County, you know.
Yeah, and that's what takes me into the woods. You know, one of the things anyway.
Yep. I saw a fox. I didn't see a deer yesterday. Saw a bunch of squirrels, parapileated woodpeckers, you know, tundra swans going over, Canada's going over, snow geese going over. Didn't see any ducks. But, you know, it was a good day in the woods. It was nice and quiet, warm. I got a nice nap. But a fox came in right away in the morning, and I thought, boy, that's good. That's always good luck. I like to watch foxes. And then at the end of the day, right at the edge of dark, just when I'm coming down, right after the season, I mean, right after the day ended, you know, after twilight, I heard this fox starting to bark, and it kept getting closer and closer and closer, and I heard it coming through the marsh and through the laurel and then through, and we wound up, it was about 10 yards from me and barking its head off. You know,
I love that, Al.
Yeah, it's great, man. And on the way up through the woods it went. I got out of the stand and went on my way, and I could hear it barking over there. And then when I got up to the house, I could still hear it barking. It was working its way, you know, up towards where the house was, where I check in and go hunting. So it was a great day.
Nothing like nature, Al. Nothing like
no,
nothing
sir,
like
buddy.
Nature.
No, sir. But
hey, one more thing, Al.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I've beat this dead horse before. That Seth area that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, I go by there on my water routes now because I just attained a new customer. And I happened to go by there about a month ago, and my God, there was a guy there for the forest ranger. He was in the maintenance department. But there was like 37 bags of trash that we counted, and the man said he wasn't touching none of it until he got the rubber gloves. You know, open condom packages, and again, it's supposed to be a bow hunting area, and it's just being ruined.
Well, did anybody call the NRP?
Well, I think, didn't you question one or two people that you knew with NRP?
I did. Yeah, I did. I did find out about that. Yeah, but I mean, with this trash thing, did anybody bother to call NRP? And
I don't know what the young man did after I left because I was on the job, you know?
Yeah. Well, now you say he was a park ranger?
In the maintenance department.
Oh, maintenance department.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I spoke to him briefly. I don't know whether he did anything or kind of control the area. But
you still with the same company, trash. Frank? You still with the same company?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, that's cool.
I don't know how long, but...
Well, I understand.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, that sounds good.
I'm getting ready to step into God's Cathedral here.
And we'll go. Drive.
You know?
Have a good day.
Oh, yeah. Great talking to you.
All right, take care.
Hooked up in the spring.
All right, Frank. Sounds good.
All right, pal. Bye-bye.
Okay, Happy New Year. Bye-bye, Frank. There you go. Let's see. Let's welcome Bernie. Good morning, Bernie. How you doing?
Good morning. You want to see some geese, go across 136. There's about three farms out through there. Right there before you get to 22, is it at Churchville?
Uh-huh.
On the left going from Route 7 across.
All right. Well, seeing geese is not the problem, Bernie. Access to those geese.
I know it. And they are so heavy that if it was enough in these three places, that if you took them each place and squared off an acre and stood them on, they'd cover the acre.
Yeah. Now, there's lots of geese. I mean, in certain areas, they're just covering it up because that's where the food is. And, you know, but you're getting access to them. So, anyway, thanks for the call, Bernie. We appreciate that information. Yeah, I mean, seeing geese is no problem. There must have been 20,000 of them on the river yesterday, Susquehanna River. Well, I'll tell you, it was amazing. Well, 10,000 anyway. It was just an incredible amount of geese. And, you know, they'd lift off all at one time, and you'd just hear them go, watch them. It was crazy. But, you know, what are you going to do? Hey, I talked to Bobby Hawkins down at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. And I'll tell you, he's having a good year. Folks are really getting their trucks sprayed and that type of thing. And he wanted me to continue to tell you about the Linex protection that can come to you. You know, if the product is suitable for a bedliner and it'll take the abuse that, you know, these working guys put their trucks through when they throw equipment and stuff in there, why wouldn't that coating work on something at your house or at your business or at your farm? And the Bay Linex mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, or your job site and apply the correct Linex commercial or industrial coating to your deck, your trailers, your tanks, your forklifts, your lift gates, any equipment that needs protection against corrosion, chemical, or the elements. And you know what? The Linex materials are environmentally friendly, which is very, very important in this day and age. Protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bedliner or prolong the life of your equipment. You can even protect your garage, your shop, your basement floor with the new Aspartex, which is a Linex product, floor coating. Now, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A and Bay I down there. Real easy to get to, or visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man, as I mentioned, 410-789-0199, 789-0199. 410-789-0199 for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now more than just bedliners.
Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick January 27th through the 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission's $10, NRA members $8, kids under 9 admitted free, with weekend passes available. The 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org for more information. See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Week in Review, Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
All right, let's talk to Jill in Millersville. Good morning, Jill. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Alan. I'm doing great, and thank you so much for offering these tickets to the NRA show. My mom and I would be very interested in experiencing that.
Well, we'd love to have you go. Sure.
And learning what we can, especially in these times that we're living, I think it's very important for Americans to take steps to protect themselves.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think the NRA show is a good place to get introduced, at least to the outdoors.
Yeah.
And then we have a number of folks in the area that can help you out as far as firearms training and that type of thing. You're in Millersville, so
yeah.
There's a couple places that aren't that far away. We'll just have to get you connected with them. So.
Well, we appreciate it, and thank you. We enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
I wouldn't know why, but I thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, Jill, Brian has your address there. We'll get those out to you here in the next couple of days.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. There we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd love to hear from you if you're in your truck headed out to the look, you're just driving along talking about stupid stuff anyway. Why not give us a call here, 410-922-6680, and talk stupid stuff with me if you want. I'm somebody different than that guy you hunt with all the time. I've been there, done that. Oh, man, I want to know where the ducks are. I want to go duck hunting. I really do. Kind of quiet. You know, I like goose hunting. Goose hunting is great. No question about it. Won't say anything bad about it. And I love to go. But, man, put a duck in front of me and I get all excited. I really do. I really do. So let's see what. Oh, there's Jim on the Eastern Shore and a couple other guys. There we go. That's what we're talking about. Get these phone lines lit up. Talk to me about what you want to talk about. That's for sure. Hey, I heard something the other day at a sporting goods store, and it involved Maryland's venison donation problem. I mean, venison donation program. What happened to those other two callers? Come on, guys, call back. Just because you didn't get in there first. Let's talk to Jim on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, what's up is a big full moon.
Yeah, I know. That sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've been trying for 2 days to get some deer, and they're not moving unless we're moving at night.
Yeah.
Last night I was in a deer stand down toward Tillman Island and didn't see a deer, but all of a sudden the geese start trading from the bay right onto a field next to me. Got so loud I could hear myself think.
Yeah, exactly right. I'll tell you, the goose were, I was in Cecil County yesterday. I mean, all day, daylight to dark, and didn't see a deer. Heard a few shots, but nothing that sounded like it was, that was close or anything like that. But I did hear some waterfowl shooting going on up there. Of course, you know, I'm right off the Susquehanna there and right off a couple of the back creeks. And,
right.
And you know, the waterfowl guys were going at it. There was a little flurry at daylight and a little flurry at the end of the day. But, you see deer on the way into the deer stand, you know, on the highway. That's no good. Yeah, I hate seeing deer when I'm going deer hunting. You know what I mean? I'd rather just drive to the place and not see any deer out in the fields, because what that tells me is it's done.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. You know, right.
You know.
Well, one other thing about the geese, I shot geese on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
We didn't shoot the first bird until about 10:30.
That's this time of year, yeah. Well, they don't have to jump. I mean, you know, they get to sleep in late. The food's readily accessible. There's nothing frozen. Everything's still green. So, you know,
it's 32 degrees here right now.
Yeah, exactly. Above freezing, so.
All right, well, have a good day.
Well, you too, Jim. Thanks for the call, buddy. Thank you.
Sure enough.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Larry in Sparrow's Point. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you, man? Good morning to you.
Good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that yesterday I went down to the wildlife management area where I've usually been hunting the last hunting season.
Yeah.
And I actually saw about 4 or 5 bucks with about 3 does chasing them down and mostly around in the creek bottoms.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that the rut is definitely still on.
Still on, huh?
It is still on. I'm telling you, they were rutting them does and chasing them like you wouldn't believe. And I finally... I seen a nice one. I think he was above about a 10 or 12 pointer.
Right.
He was a really big one, and I shot him. But, you know, as he went down, he actually jumped across one of the creek bottoms down there, and you can't get across it because it's so wide.
Yeah.
And the water's so dark that you can't really tell how deep it is. And
yeah.
It's actually on the farmer's property that does all the goose hunting down there. So
right.
I actually left. Went, got my car, went up to the game warden, him and I went over to the farmer, and he took us back down, you know, where we thought that I might have been. And we saw we could see some blood spots where I shot him. But if you shoot a deer, I don't know if anybody else has ever had this problem, but, man, in that black mud, you cannot track a deer. It's almost impossible.
Oh, black mud's hard. Yeah, hard to, I mean, but in the black mud, you also have got tracks.
Yeah, well, the farmer, we gave up about 2 hours trying to find him, but the farmer told me, gave my name and my number, and him and his sons were going to try to track it with their bloodhounds yesterday, and so far I still haven't heard anything, but it was a sad day for me. But I'm telling you, man, that rut is still on, and if anybody says it ain't, they don't know what they're talking about.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I lost a deer this year. The end of the story was good, though. A fellow that I know shot it the next morning, and it was a really nice buck. So hopefully you made a non-fatal hit on the deer and the thing will survive, or, you know, your farmer will find it for you. Let's hope so.
That's what I'm hoping. You know, he told me that so far he's found about 15 dead does on his property from people that were hunting on the state property. He says it's sad because they get back down in that creek bottom, and them guys think that they can get across and they can track them, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And him and when he's walking his bloodhounds, he says he sees them laying everywhere.
Mm.
And it's sad. It's a really sad thing.
Larry, you're not giving hunters a very good name here.
Oh, you know, man, it is what it is. I mean, I'm one of them. I lost mine. I mean, I had a sad, sad day yesterday. And
yeah.
Believe me. And I'm not just one of them guys. I actually gave up my hunt, and I searched for that deer for over 4 hours, and I still could not find it.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, look, I've been there, done that. I understand it. I mean, somebody said something, we're the only predator with a conscience.
Man, I know I am.
Have you ever heard that? I can't remember who told me that. I wish I could remember, and I'd give them credit for it. But they said we're the only predator with a conscience. They said a lion or a leopard doesn't care about the antelope that they nick, you know, and they get away. You know, we're the only ones that go look for them.
Well, I'm heading right back down to my same spot. I mean, it's a prime spot. I don't shoot the does. I mean, I go down, I look for a buck, and I actually seen.
Well, do you think this buck is dead?
You know, I'm hoping he is. You know, I really am hoping he is because I don't want it to go around. You know, I thought I hit a long shot. I mean, a long shot on him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a possibility I got a gut shot on him, but I don't know.
Was he uphill or downhill?
It's like flat. You know, that creek bottom was like on a flat surface when I shot at him. So
you might have hit him too far back.
The farmer said the same thing. And I was like, man, I just ducked my head down. I'm like, don't tell me that. You know, I've heard of gut shots before, and that's not a good thing because a deer can live for like 2 or 3 days before finally
presses
on it.
That's correct. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. I just
or let's hope this. Let's hope you hit him a little too far forward, did a brisket hit, and did a very little damage. You'll have some blood, but you won't have near the they're a tough animal. What can I say? I wish you luck. I hope you find him, and you're able to recover him, and that's that. I mean, it's tough. I mean, there's no question it's tough. But you do bring up a good point. Guys take poor shots, don't have any idea how to get to the deer. I have a picture coming up in the next quarterly of a deer. I won't reveal how big it is, or I won't reveal what county it's from. But the farmer found this deer, had been shot, and the hunter didn't follow up. And you gotta follow up. You follow up every shot. You pull that trigger. You owe that animal. You have that responsibility to that animal to go find it and follow up and look for it. I've got another story about a guy that shot one, and he watched the behavior, didn't understand the deer behavior, told somebody how the deer was acting. They went back and recovered the deer. You have to follow up every shot. Even if it's a poor shot, you follow it up. And, you know, you wait, and then you go back. That's your responsibility as a hunter. You pull that trigger to end the life of an animal. You owe it to that animal to make every effort to recover that animal, or at least understand what happened with the shot. I shot a couple deer in Cecil County on a different property a couple of years ago. All right? I recovered. There were three deer. I shot all three of them. I recovered two of them. The third one, I've had a blood trail. I picked up the blood. I followed the deer across a person's yard, followed the deer down into adjoining landowner's woods, and determined that the deer had had a leg hit and that the deer would survive after a couple of hours. Backtracked that deer to where the deer was standing when I shot, and I actually had shot through about a 3-inch sapling before I struck the deer.
Hey.
So the 270 did its job. The ballistic tip struck the deer, but there was no way that it struck the deer where I'd aim, number one, because it went directly through this tree before it struck the deer. Well, you take a high-powered rifle that goes directly through the center of a tree like that, it's going to lose a lot of velocity, and it's not going to strike that animal where you know, you aimed, and that's exactly what happened. So we, you know, once we saw that the blood never did have a decent trail, we had a drop of blood here, and then 10 feet later we'd have another drop, but we were able to track that deer for a half a mile on just as very few tiny drops of blood. But it's always good to go back and see where you shot that deer, because I picked a trail, you know, I had three deer in the area, and the blood trails were all crossed up. To complicate the matter even more, another fella on the next property had shot one that ran over on us. So we had four blood trails going at one time. It took a couple hours to sort all that out. We recovered his deer. We recovered two of the ones that I shot, and the one that took off. We eventually determined that it had a leg hit. I was hoping to find it, of course, you know. But
yeah. Also, I'd like to point out to all the hunters out there, it'd be quite respectable of everybody to not cross on somebody's property. Like yesterday when I shot mine, I know for a fact mine ran onto the farmer's property. And, you know, when I seen, you know, the yellow markers on the tree, I actually backed off.
Oh, you have to.
And I went to, well, I went to the farmer, and he actually, you know, within minutes, he was in his truck with me. And he loved the fact that I came to his house. I knocked on his door.
That's right.
Asked him for help.
It's all about respect.
He gave me the permission, and he actually took and he went with me and helped me search for it. I mean, he muchly more appreciated me, and he told me. He goes, you know, I appreciate you coming to my house and not coming on my property. He goes, let's go get your deer, or let's at least try to find it. Him and his wife were very, very helpful towards me.
There you go. See?
And that's the way, you know, when that happened yesterday, you know, it's a different story with me hunting now. You know, it's respect.
That's right. You have to respect the landowner.
It's a lot of poaching going on, and he told me he's got a lot of poaching going on his property. And just because I came to his house, man, he just, like, dropped his fork and spoon, whatever he was doing, and he was in the truck. He's like, let's go, son.
Wow. Like, Larry, before you hang up, let me grab your phone number. I need to talk to you.
Sure.
All right. Brian will grab the call there, and I'll talk about one of our great sponsors here.
Sure.
Yep. Thank you very much. You got him? Okay. Let me tell you about C&L Deer Processing. I stopped to see the guys the other day. I'll tell you what. Jack and Bill, what a guy. What a pair of guys. Oh, they're a lot of fun. They both hunt. They enjoy it. They're both professional meat cutters. They work for a big company, a big grocery store chain, and they've been doing it for 40 years, each of them. And then they get off work and go and cut deer, and they know exactly what they're doing. Now, C&L Deer Processing in Hampstead will skin and custom cut and wrap and label and freeze your deer, and your venison is ready for your freezer when you pick it up. Have your deer made into jerky and Slim Jims and chipped deer and sausage and deer dogs and bologna and jalapeno bologna and jalapeno and cheddar bologna. And I got a stick of that in the freezer right now. I'm going to share with a good friend of mine who hopefully is listening right now. That's right. That's right. Jalapeno and cheddar bologna I picked up just for you. Yeah. Kielbasa, smoked jalapeno kielbasa, smoked bratwurst. I've had most of these. I tell you, they are absolutely delicious. C&L Deer Processing has some new and tasty items this season. Sweet Lebanon bologna, which I love. Pepperoni sticks, maple-flavored breakfast links, super-duper stuff. Old Bay sausage links, and they are great on the grill. Now take your deer to C&L Deer Processing, 410-374-6424, 410-374-6424. C&L Deer Processing is on Carroll Street in Hampstead, Maryland, just up Route 30 from Reisterstown. That's C&L Deer Processing, 410-374-6424. If you want directions, give Brian a call, our producer. He lives in Hampstead. He knows right where they are. C&L Deer Processing, 410-374-6424.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick January 27th through the 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission is $10, NRA members $8, kids under 9 admitted free with weekend passes available. The 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org for more information.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is Les Kinsolving. Washington Post columnist Lane reports gloomy numbers for Obama. Monday night, 9 to 11 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Boy, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a Big Ben 4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
'Cause we got a little convoy.
That sounds like a bunch of waterfowlers going up and down Route 213. That's what that sounds like. Texting back. No, they don't text. I mean, calling each other on their cell phones back and forth, that type of thing. If you happen to be out there headed to the goose blind, headed to the duck blind, headed to the deer stand, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you hunted yesterday or if you hunted this week and aren't going to be able to make it out today, well, give us a call as well, too, 410-922-6680. If you know where the ducks are, call and release that information as well. Or, you know, you can give us a county if you like. Or a water system. It doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to tell me that they're on such and such point on such and such a river or whatever. I mean, be nice, but I called a buddy. I was up on the shore on Tuesday. It was a really cold day. Remember that real cold day we had Tuesday or Wednesday? I guess it was Tuesday. And, man, everything was flying. That cold front was coming through. It was chilly. Wind was blowing. Ducks and geese flying everywhere. I called a buddy of mine. I said, you better think about going duck hunting. I said, I just saw a big flock of ducks going over, mallards going over. And I said, they're coming in. The geese are coming in. And, you know, that was pretty cool. Still saw a bunch of snows going south yesterday. Swans back and forth, trading back and forth. I was up a stop for coffee at a convenience store. Must have been 6:30, well after dark. Geese are still trading back and forth. Could still hear the geese under that big full moon, so you never know. Let's talk to Roy. Roy, are you in Somerset County? Hello, Roy. Hello, Roy. Roy? Hello, Roy. Did he drop off? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, Roy, call back. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I don't know what happened there, but I just got an email. Pocomoke City. Y'all know where that is. That's down south there on the lower eastern shore. 49-pound coyote was caught by a trapper. DNR employee confirmed it was a coyote, weighed it for the guy, and took a hair sample. Very cool. Yep, 49-pound. That's a huge coyote on the eastern shore, that's for sure. We've seen some 50-pounders here in Baltimore and Howard County, but eastern shore coyote. 49-pound, big dog, big dog. Of course, the fox and the coyotes are right now in the breeding season. You'll hear those foxes at night if you're in the deer woods. I had one. It was pretty cool. A series of three barks last night, high-pitched barks. I could hear it coming. And every 15 seconds or so, it would let out these three barks. It came across the marsh, came up through the laurel. Came right past my stand. I was actually getting out of the stand. I was on the ladder getting out of the stand, and the thing went right by me about 10 yards, barked right beside me. Thank God I heard it coming before it did that, and I'm going to jump back in the tree stand and lock the door. Yeah, something like that goes off beside you. You remember it, that's for sure. But it was pretty cool, pretty cool. I tried to call my trapper buddy and hold the phone up. But I went right to voicemail on that. So anyway, I wanted him to hear it and tell me that I wasn't hearing things and exactly what I was hearing. So anyway, there we go. Speaking about goose hunting, Sean Mann has been a longtime sponsor of the show, and we love Sean. He's a great guy, and he makes a great call. And, going into the late season, maybe your call's leaving you cold. Well, I would invite you to go to SeanMann.com, www.SeanMann.com. Check out all the goose calls, online, the short read, the snow goose calls, the duck calls, all the different series of Sean Mann calls. And, you know, you might be willing to make an investment in a new call. It's just like everything else. So you got to have multiple calls. It was really funny when I was in the duck blind down on the West River the other day and some geese were working the area. Everybody went to their bag to get their goose call out and pulled out the Eastern Shoreman. My buddy pulled out his Eastern Shoreman. The young man that was assisting Ralph was he pulled out his Eastern Shoreman. Everybody had their Eastern Shoreman game call in their goose call in their bag. So that just goes to show you the popularity of Sean Mann's calls. Now, you can give him a call, too, at the office. Call the office, if you like, 800-345-4539. Maybe ask him about shipping. Maybe see if you can book a trip with Sean to head up to Canada next year, or if you can maybe book a trip with his guide service this year. I don't know. Sean Mann Outdoors. You know, Sean Mann, world champion, 1985, champion of champions, designed the long call and started a long call revolution in the waterfowl world. Proud to have him as a sponsor right here from the Eastern Shore, www.seanmann.com.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Are we back already? Okay. Did you put those WW spots in, by the way? Stopped to see those guys the other day. Saw Mike and Dwayne. What a great shop. And they're busy. And the reason they're busy is because they're good, you know. And they're good for the community, and everybody that I talk to just enjoys working with them. Good folks, W&W Tire and Auto Service. Proud to have them as a sponsor. Let's talk to David on the Beltway. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Hey, I drive a truck for a living, and I'm on 695 and 95, but I usually go off the road to smaller highway or smaller streets. And I go out towards Whiteford, Pilesville, Maryland, all that. And I've seen a lot of dead raccoons. I mean, it's like they're just charging the road. I was telling the man earlier, like from August through November, if I haven't seen 50 dead raccoons on the side of the road, it's unbelievable. I'm thinking, what the heck are they doing? Are they?
Well, if you'll take a look at those raccoons, primarily you're going to see mostly smaller ones. Those are going to be young ones that are stupid. And
a couple I've seen are pretty big.
Well, then they're stupid too, because you know you said August through November. Those young raccoons are, you know, they're just growing up. They're looking for food. They're breaking out. You know, a raccoon will have 3-4 in a litter, and you know, they're breaking out. They're finding their own territory and that type of thing. And that's what's happening for the most part. But yeah, that's part of the deal, to be honest with you.
Because I know a while back someone said that they killed a raccoon and they tested it and it had rabies. So I'm thinking, are these things rabid and they're attacking cars?
No, well, yeah, no. Some may be rabid, no question about it. But I've seen rabid raccoons. I saw one in Owings Mills a couple of years ago in the middle of the daytime, sitting on the road, spinning around in the road. You know, and people got to understand that we have several vector species for rabies here in Maryland. The raccoons, number one, skunks are probably number two, foxes are probably number three.
I see a lot of dead still. I hate to see that.
What's that?
A lot of dead fox on the road.
Oh, I do too. But you know, they are a beautiful animal. Unfortunately, they dash in front of a car just like every other roadkill does, and so you know it's unfortunate.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. You have a great day.
All right, David, thanks for the call. Appreciate
thanks,
it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. We love those questions, you know? We do. We truly do. I'll tell you what, this time of year, if you're a deer hunter, be careful when you see a fox in the woods. If you see that fox, you know, just watch them because they're fascinating to watch. You watch them mouse and you watch them run up and down logs. You watch them look underneath the leaves and stuff for mice and critters and voles and things like that. You can see them chasing each other. I watched four one day in Howard County in the snow. You talk about a cool sight. And one female and the rest of them were males. They ran that poor female to death because it was breeding season. And I did actually watch a pair in the act. Not that I'm a voyeur, but it's just a pretty cool sight out there in the woods to watch that take place. You know, that's natural. Why are you looking at me like that, Brian? Huh? All right. Well, this goes out to Dave.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car, skunk got squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And he's stinking the high you want. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory. It's in the middle. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road.
That's Loudon Wainwright III, just in case any of you wanted to download that on your iPod.
Well, you got your dead cat and you got your dead dog. On a moonlit night, you got your dead toad frog. Got your dead rabbit and your dead raccoon.
There you go.
Well, the blood and the guts are gonna make you swoon.
Okay, I think that's enough. I don't want to gross anybody out talking about roadkill all the time. Let's talk about something uplifting and encouraging. Governor O'Malley. Governor Martin O'Malley is donating $7,000 in campaign contributions to a group that provides venison to help fight hunger after a donor who contributed the money to the governor's campaign pleaded guilty to failing to pay employment taxes. Rick Abruzzi, a spokesman for the governor, said on Tuesday the campaign has sent a check to farmers and hunters helping the hungry, which is hopefully related to farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. But we'll let that pass. Farmers and hunters feeding the hungry, commonly known in the hunting world as FHFH, Mr. Abruzzi or the reporter, either one. And I don't have a source for this. Might be the sun, I'm not sure. Farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. He said Reverend Rick Wilson was notified last week that the campaign would be making the donation. Richard Stewart pleaded guilty last month to failing to provide about $4 million in employment taxes. Stewart had served on an advisory panel on legislative redistricting and on the Maryland Stadium Authority. O'Malley said he didn't know Stewart faced legal problems until it became public, he pleaded guilty. And if you do a little Google search on this Richard Stewart guy, what's the assistant governor's name? Brown. I mean, not as, what's his title? Deputy. What is it? Vice governor? I don't remember. But Anthony Brown gave back $5,200 worth of campaign contributions. Didn't say where Mr. Brown helped with his, but that's a good thing. Let's hope it goes to help pay for donated deer and helps pay our hardworking meat processors out there. So there you go. And by the way, whoever wrote this, that is farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. Just thought you'd like to know. And the reason I read that story was because I'd heard a rumor that linked farmers and hunters feeding the hungry to evading taxes, and I wanted to set the record straight on that. They have not. There's no indication that FHFH has done anything wrong except receive not that this is wrong, but the only thing that it is noteworthy about that is that the campaign contribution was donated by the governor to FHFH. There we go. All right. 4:10. We're almost out of time, aren't we? My time flies by when you're having such fun, isn't it? I like talking about hunting and fishing. I really do. We got all our commercial messages in. Yeah, exactly right. NRA show, gave tickets away. Did you give two sets away or just one? Just one set? All right. For those of you listening, if you'd like to go to the NRA show out in Frederick at the Frederick Fairgrounds, that's January 27, 28, 29. And we'll be there. We have a booth. Ellis Outdoors has a booth there with the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and talk about the radio show. Hopefully we'll have some guests coming on here before too long to talk about their role in the show. But we're going to give tickets away up until the week before the show. Make those available. I think we have 15 pairs of tickets to give away. So we'll be more than glad to give away another pair this hour and then two pairs next hour, four tickets. If nobody calls between now and the top of the hour, then we'll give three pairs of tickets away and a whole new audience will have a shot at it. So if you have to leave us, well, you missed your opportunity. If you don't have to leave us, stay by. And if you'd like to have two tickets to the outdoor show, you hear it advertised here. It's got the NRA Big Buck Collection and about 200 exhibitors up there at the Frederick Fairgrounds, all about hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors. Good show. Good people. So, and this is primarily sponsored by the Hunter Services and part of the NRA. And, you know, I've known Bob Davis and Monty Emery for years and years and years and years. And those guys are pro hunters and hunt themselves. Good guys. So there you go. Can we take that call? No time? All right. Whoever's calling will have to hold over unless they're getting tickets. Folks, I guess we've come to the end of the hour. I don't hear the music yet, so I guess keep yakking here. A lot of stuff coming up this week in wildlife. Can't tell you much about it, but it'll be revealed when it comes out, and we'll be more than glad to bring you the news of the outdoors whenever we hear it. So there you go. All right, well, we're going to leave you now for the news, as sad as that sounds, you know, but we will be more than glad to come back here after the news, get a refresher on the coffee. And more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. So if you're headed out, you're going into the blind, you're going into the duck blind, going into the goose pit, you're going into the deer stand, please be safe out there. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award for 20 years.